Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
I've been checking for you for a minute. You play your cards right, I may let you slide in it. You know that goddess is like the Genesis, and it's just beginning. I bet you when you feel it, it be a real feeling, that sexual healing. But since we in this club, my nigga, what you tipping? I know you see me stripping, just keep them dollars slipping. This space age pimping ain't never been done before. No whale coming through the door. They hear them out to get it, gotta let them know. Criticize the game, how you criticize the hoe? That money calm, you already know she gotta go.
Would you kill for me?
Jacking on my flow. Reppin' Jackson like Michael. That GTA on the Bible. They talking libel. Tell me why they talking libel. But back to you cashing out on this ass. I'm the first, but all my life I came last. Yeah, I'm shaking, but I ain't salty. Hand me downs as a kid, how you gonna fault me? If I'm on this pole, take that money off hold. We all gonna get old. What you coming here for?
What you coming here for?
What you coming here for? What you coming here for?
New day, new age.
Lazy, but bitch, you gon' look crazy, cause I'ma be still fucking your nigga, still fucking your nigga.
calling your sheets, rubbing all on his head.
Hey.
Stop calling his phone, bitch. He can't answer. We tied up. I thought you said you didn't want this nigga. Damn, make your mind up. Now ain't fucking with a real bitch. That bullshit get a kill switch.
Yeah.
I don't think you wanna live with.
Nope.
Now damn nigga I deal with.
Hey.
Now damn nigga I chill with.
Ooh.
Now damn nigga in my phone. Damn nigga in my face.
Uh-huh.
Now damn nigga I'm riding on.
Huh.
Cause I'ma fuck with him any time of day, any time of night, any time of like. I don't give a damn if he got a wife. He ain't coming home any time tonight. He don't wanna leave and he never will. When he want it right, he be coming here. You be talking shit, he be trying to chill. Coming by the crib, bitch. You can keep texting his phone. Calling all night long. Get mad and go home. But even after you go, I'ma be still fucking your nigga. Still fucking your nigga. I'ma be still fucking your nigga. Still fucking your nigga. You can be with him on the daily. Keep having his babies. Marry him and get lazy. But bitch, you gon' look crazy. Cause I'ma be still fucking your nigga. Still fucking your nigga. I'ma be still fucking your nigga. Still fucking your nigga. I'ma be still fucking your nigga. Anytime I want, I'm a fool in them sheets. I do everything you don't. You can keep having this baby. Cause I get all this
time.
I get all that D. And you get all that crime. I ain't tripping on no bitch. I can fuck your nigga and I know this. Don't play with me cause I'm foolish. But shit, I think you know this. That your nigga is my nigga. And he be putting that dick on me. He be with me all day. And you be at home big lonely. I'ma fuck it up. I'ma fuck it up. He'll never say I don't fuck enough. Keep calling. Shit, I don't give a fuck. He done left his whole phone in the truck. He don't wanna stop, I don't wanna stop. He be on his knees. You think this nigga really wanna leave? Girl, please. But you can keep texting his phone. Calling all night long. Get mad and go home. But even after you go, I'ma be still fucking your nigga. Still fucking your nigga. I'ma be still fucking your nigga. Still fucking your nigga. You can be with him on the daily. Keep having his babies. Marry him and get lazy. But bitch, you gon' look crazy.
Yeah.
Catch me cause I'm falling down and down and I catch me cause I'm falling down and down and I catch me cause I'm falling down and down and I falling down and I catch me. I'm falling, I'm falling down and down, I'm falling down, I'm falling down, falling down and down and I catch me.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
In the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
What the fuck is up? True West Radio. We on West Coast Wednesday. Like a motherfucker, what's going on, man? Sorry about Monday. I was in the studio session. I had something I had to finish because, you know, one of my homegirls, her son got killed by the police. It's been a few years ago, but, you know, we still trying to get that case, you know what I'm saying, to where they could be accountable for, you know, what they did to my nephew, Richard, you know what I'm saying? So I was really, last night I was trying to get that in. Monday night I was trying to get that in. So, you know, they got the thing to where they got all of the mothers that been, you know, kids been killed by police, husbands, sisters, everything. So they was having a little shindigger today, so I had to do that for her on Monday, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to my nigga Richard. I got my own girl, Sweet Pea, and this motherfucker, Sweet Pea, and this motherfucker, Sweet Pea, and this motherfucker. Damn, I can't even get no claps. Can I get some claps in this bitch? Is it gonna be like that today? There we go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
86, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it. Hell,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They gonna put their hands together. Let them put their hands together. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
86, man. How's your brother, man? Because I talked to him yesterday. He was up at the spittle.
Yeah, he's improving. They had him his breathing was kind of messed up and stuff, so he called and took himself over there, which I'm glad he did that. But he in the right place. They don't get all the tests and stuff done while you're over there. And I appreciate you asking, man. I'm gonna keep everybody updated on him. You know what I'm saying? He probably won't be on tonight, but just keep him in your prayers, you know.
I talked to him. I talked to him when he got to the hospital.
Oh, did you?
You know? Yeah, he said that. He said that his breathing was fucked up. He said he called a goddamn 911. He said, I'll be sitting on the porch.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? But he always gonna be lighthearted and humorous no matter what's going on with him. But, you know, with the health, man, we just gotta take care of the health. That's all.
Yeah. I called him, and then it seemed like they got radars on the bed. When that nigga he tried to get out the bed, the goddamn whole shit started beeping. I'm like, cuz, you all right? Cuz it's just going beep 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 beep, woo woo woo, beep 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 beep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nah,
that happened when I called.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? And then I'm hearing nurses and shit all up in there. He was like, nah, I'm cool. I'm like,
yeah,
man.
Shoot.
Yeah, that's my nigga, man. Mr. Edward, boy.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you looking out, man, and you know what I mean? Shoot, it's power in prayer, bro, so, and sisters, you know, so, yeah, keep them lifted up, man, but.
What you talking about, Sweet Bee? What you say?
No, that's what I was saying.
We all got to make sure that we take care of ourselves, man. We got to make sure that, you know, I mean, hell, look out for the others. You know what I mean? Life ain't just about looking out for you. You got to look out. I mean, hell, if you got kids, if you got neighbors, if you got, you know, relatives, even though I don't fuck with a gang of my relatives.
I
don't fuck with them. They
if we know any kind of things to help benefit, you know, like health things, or I share a lot of like remedies and stuff that I read about, because you know generationally we have some of the worst diet, we have some of the worst you know cares for as far as going and getting checked up at the hospital. So any information I get, I try to share, and they can take it for what they, you know what I'm saying, for a family or anybody. I just want to, hey, man, science has shown that our, you know, what we've been doing has been wrong. We may need to try going forward, the next generation, try adapting a better, healthier eating habits and stuff like that. So, and that's all we can do for our family.
You know what's crazy? It seems like to me it's only going to get worse. Because I remember, like, nigga, when I was like a youngster, like 7 or 8 years old, I had this great aunt. And she smoked cigarettes like a mother. I'm talking about, this is the only lady I know that could smoke a cigarette. And then that shit would be at the end of the cigarette, but all the ashes won't, she be talking and the ashes won't fall out of her mouth. I be like, I used to be like, this is what I was like, nigga, I ain't gonna smoke, fuck all that. But she had that motherfucker, that cigarette, and that shit would burn all the way to the end. And the ash ain't fell off yet. And she's talking, so that shit is like, you know,
bouncing. Yeah.
That shit bounce. I'm like,
the ass doing the wave.
Nigga, what you? You got a motherfucking Cuban motherfucking some kind of cigarette type of shit, right? But
I had an aunt used
to. Go ahead.
Oh, I had an aunt, she used to sit up there when she get into her stores and she talk her shit, she put the cigarette down so she let the whole damn thing burn up and then she light another one.
That's what my Aunt Vera used to do. They used to call her Tut. DJ M. Love in the building. Look, check this out.
Let's crack it.
She used to have that cigarette and that motherfucker be a steal a whole cigarette. But it doesn't be asses. Then she grab her pack, she dump them asses, and if you look at the ashtray, it looks like she got a gang of cigarettes in the ashtray. And then she'll light another one. And she put that motherfucker in her mouth, and she, that motherfucker just be flapping, and the asses won't leave. But, point being is what we was talking about is life. When you see shit like that from back in the days, and then you see shit from now, the thing about it is, it's a gang of motherfuckers. I think it's more shit like that that really fuck you up.
My aunt, this is not even for me, okay? You look at the past, and then you look at us, right? Now, the difference is they grew up eating shit that they picked out the field or whatever. But some of them were smoking since they were 10 or 11, 12 years old. They might have died from cancer, but they were 60, 70, 80 years old. And you got people in my generation been coming down with cancer from elementary school and shit. People I went to school with. If they did this shit to us, with the food they in there.
I don't think nobody did it to us. I think that we did it to ourselves. You know what I mean? Because
I think it's different from the medications and the different things and the food too.
I never seen so many children. Hold on, let me get Foxy up in there. Foxy, what the business is, man?
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
I was looking for your ass long time ago. I saw you keep popping in and you kept popping out. Then you just called the phone, you was asking the question,
where you been all my life?
I've been in Cali.
What's going on, bro?
We were talking about how you know, you get we getting all these people that's young and dying over, I mean, like some young shit. It's been more motherfuckers dying than I know off of just dying than motherfuckers shooting them. You know what I mean?
So you mean to tell me that people out here is dying, they ain't never died before?
Nah, man.
Right,
you
clearly
don't
they
die.
Are.
Wait a minute.
Right, clearly
look,
they are.
Oh, my bad. God damn,
no,
my bad.
Be, wait a minute. It could be, it's a couple of motherfuckers that probably died and came back to life. But it's more motherfuckers dying.
I swear that was not a serious comment.
I know it wasn't. Yeah.
Me neither. I was saying.
Oh, like.
But
I'm
you know what? You,
oh, wait,
I feel
a,
like you got, you got, oh. Like, this day and age, like, these young folks, to me personally, I just feel like, you got some young cats out here, you know what I'm saying,
yep.
that's trying to prove a point, that's trying to, you know what I'm saying, like, make a statement, you know, like, they over here got them trigger happy and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they feel like they can solve a problem with just, you know, a snap of a goddamn gun.
Mm-hmm.
But 9 times out of 10, them hoes probably can't even fight like a man.
Well, that, you know, those are things that I was talking about. Somebody about to get put in time out. Look, the thing about
look, what you say, bro? Elementary shit.
Yeah, look, check this out. I'm gonna give you the whole breakdown. God got a calendar. I always say this. We've been on True West Radio for 5 years. God got a calendar. Now, if they said King Scratch is getting ready to die in 2023, that's my date. What the fuck can I do? That's God. God put that date on me. But guess what? If King Scratch went out there and started robbing motherfuckers and doing all that old kind of shit, oh, my shit could be tomorrow.
Right.
So it's the day. The day could be sped up because you doing stupid-ass shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you could fuck around and, nigga, you probably live to be 100. But your stupid-ass out there robbing people and shooting people and doing all kind of shit you ain't supposed to, and God be like, nope. He ain't gonna live to be 100. He getting ready to live to be 25. And when
now,
he
not
push
to
the
mention
button,
now.
Hey, huh? Look, when he push the button, it's a wrap.
Right.
Okay. Well, if he push the button, what? Okay. And if that person is doing what they're doing on Earth, and then God, you know, take their life, what makes you think that he's taking their life? To see the pearly gates.
But like I said,
God has an individual relationship with every one of his children.
Listen to this, Spock. When you born, God already got the day you gonna die. But it's stupid motherfuckers
right.
that do shit to war day time. You know what I mean? Once again, I say, you born, now you 25, but you doing reckless shit when you supposed to live to be 100. Fucking 75 more years that you could have lived, but you out there doing stupid shit, so God kill you at 25. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got their fucking day. Some people prolong their day because of something that they do. Feel like, damn, you're so
But bro, check this out. Check this out. Listen, though. Did God take their life or did the devil take their life?
I don't acknowledge the devil, so it don't matter.
It don't, but it don't matter. You don't have to acknowledge him, but he is real as our Heavenly Father.
He just took the protection off of him.
I hear you.
He just take his protection. He take his protection.
626-482, you on True West Radio. Who this is?
Angela.
How are you doing, Angela?
Fine.
All right. Welcome to True West Radio.
I'm on the radio.
Yes, you are. Right now. How you doing?
Like the song say, I'm on the radio, radio,
radio, radio, radio. So what's up, Angela? How you doing, man? How'd you get? I don't mean to call you man like that, but you know that's just our talk. How'd you get the True West Radio?
My boyfriend gave it to me.
And who is your boyfriend?
Michael Jones.
Michael Jones. Michael.
Yeah.
Not the
Michael Jones.
Did they have love?
Heavy loves in the building, baby. What's happening?
Oh, that Mike Jones? Oh, my God. Well,
yes, it is. It's the original Mike Jones.
Hold on. Let me break this down. Mike Jones, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, we got a friend. A friend for Corona.
She said her boyfriend name is Mike Jones. Have love. So you don't want to share this information with us?
That's something new. Don't tell me about it.
Oh, my God. Well, goddamn congratulations for y'all being a goddamn couple. I need some claps. I need some something. What the fuck? Hold on. My claps. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, you got me fucked up. I'm about to put a drum roll on. Why? Have love. Got a girlfriend. Have love. Got a girlfriend.
They put me in the mix.
No, I'm just
fucking. Well, they'll be laughing.
I swear.
Y'all showing out. The business. The business. Okay, it's all on me.
No. That's what you need. You need a woman in your corner. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes. It's going to be good. Sometimes it's going to be bad, but you're going to have that ass. You know what I mean? So, look.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's good. I like that. I'm sitting up here clapping, and y'all can't even hear me. That's good.
That means when I come to visit, I'm going to have some company.
Oh, well, hey, you and your company is welcome at True West anytime. You know that.
Yeah.
Hey, look, check this out. I got something to say. 86 got some new songs, and he don't want to send them to me.
What?
Are you serious? Where 86 ain't on tonight?
86 right there. I'm just fucking with him.
I'm here.
So he's sitting there not wanting to give us the jail.
No, y'all ain't going to believe it. I was on the way to the studio yesterday. I was on my way to Mobile. I got up, I had a damn some big ass piece of metal sticking out my tire, so that I had $300 to go even get started. It was one of them days. So
hey,
I never
out,
did
Michael.
Make it. You
Michael.
Know, but no, nah, scratch.
Check it out. I gotta go eat dinner.
Okay, baby, go ahead and get your nourishment and everything. We got to be on the radio
for hours. We'll be here for another hour.
It's just going to let it do its work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go
ahead and
get your nourishment.
Okay.
Your strength.
All right, Miss Love, you go ahead.
Okay. All right.
See, I'm really not about to play with y'all on Wednesday. Like, I can fuck with y'all on the weekend, but on Wednesday, no.
We're
going to
keep it coming drunk around here, baby. We're going to keep it live. You never know what you're going to hear on the...
All right.
With y'all. This is how we do it. Looking at
you lucky I ain't got that shit. I'll play that motherfucker right now.
That was on my list.
It's still on the list.
Remember that list?
What'd you say, Sweet
B? I said, remember that list I told y'all about of the songs that I never want to hear again? That was number one. I still
I didn't want to hear that shit again either.
Like 21 years or some shit. I still don't want to hear that shit no more. Like, Lord have mercy. Every time I hear
it,
I'm like,
what about the whoop? There it is.
Oh, yeah.
No, the blood is mine.
Oh, boy. I can just hear it now.
Wait a minute, hold on.
And then these motherfuckers have the nerve to goddamn make a, what was that commercial?
Oh, yeah, they did with
that Geico commercial.
Scoop, there it is. And they was in there dancing. The mama was dancing and shit.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Return of the Mac used to be on that shit too. But I ain't gonna lie, I heard it after the quarantine around the clock. I was like, you know what, I ain't gonna lie, I could listen to this again. But
You know what,
I feel you. I feel you. Because over here in Texas, they be playing that shit on the radio. And I caught myself one time, goddamn bobbing my head to that shit.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all about a song. Wait, hold on. One second, Ev. Then you got the floor. I'm going to tell you about a song. I only listen to songs of other people's shit when I get in the car. And usually I'm going to the store, so that motherfucker right around the corner. So I just listen to the radio then. Every song that you don't like, and you wind up, you don't like the song, but you wind up singing them.
Yeah, because they beat it in your ears.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Nigga, I'm going to be 1,000 with y'all. Nigga, I was walking around going, baby shark, baby shark.
I'm gonna need you to just turn your whole goddamn radio station off and just throw your phone that way. Just goddamn chunk that motherfucker.
His granddaddy used to stay there though. That's why I laugh like that.
I got my grandkids.
When she was a little girl,
I was sitting up here. I had a gang of cans in my studio, so I'm throwing the cans away. I'm going, baby shark.
No.
Well, I'm throwing the cans away. I'm like, and I had to stop. I'm like, cuz, what you doing? I said, this is fucking funny. I'm sitting up there singing, baby sharks, throwing my cans away. But
doing the hand gestures and all that.
Oh, no, I wasn't doing all that now. Come on. You got to give me a little bit more credit than that. I'm still
whatever
a G.
Song, so. I couldn't stand that damn, that chicken noodle soup song, but this what happened. I got old enough to go to the club, and I heard the bass line drop in the club, and I was like, now I understand. Because for the life of me, just listening to that shit on the videos, through the speakers, I couldn't understand it. I couldn't get it.
Hey, look, I was supposed to go on DJ in Vegas, right?
When?
I'm going to throw Baby Shark on that motherfucker. I'll be like, I'll put it in the mix. I'm just going to see how people react. Nigga, motherfuckers probably be turned up.
Man, I'll freestyle on that shit. Let the title be Baby Shark. And we put some down south goddamn DJ 4 on that shit.
Baby Shark.
Hey.
It's just slowing down. That shit be going, Baby Shark. Boop.
Baby shark.
Nigga, I should be bomb. Y'all got me fucked up. I'm going to make that shit tonight.
I don't know about that, but
I'll say, if you make that whole tonight, man, you going to send that shit to me. For real.
True West Entertainment.
You got to listen to Apartment 100, he mixed together City of Sun and, what was it, Billie Jean. He mixed it together and made one song.
Hey, look! I'm gonna make Baby Shark album mix it with Paul Revere. Baby Shark. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I'm gonna remix it.
I'm not gonna play with you.
Yeah, we're gonna remix it.
Hey, listen to what I'm saying. All y'all got to listen to what I'm saying. If y'all know what Paul Revere is, slow down Baby Shark and put it together. And what would it sound like? All y'all thinking.
No, you know what? I was trying not to act remedial. But I was really over here trying to figure out, okay, I heard that goddamn name before, Paul Revere, but, like, what the fuck did that motherfucker do?
It was the Beastie Boys, because what they did, the Beastie Boys, Paul Revere.
He did not do what the Beastie Boys said, for one.
Beastie Boys, if you get the instrumental, it's actually a song that they played the track forward, and they reversed it. Had a little 40 lane for Revere. Something. The sun is beaming down on my baseball cap.
Nah, you're gonna have to literally bring that shit to life for me to understand that, because I ain't got no understanding on that.
Oh my God! Wait a minute, Foxy, you must be about 20.
Wait, hold on. Okay, don't laugh at me. Now, what you say?
I said you must be about 20 if you never heard of Paul Revere.
Okay, see, that's how I know you need to put your hearing aid in, because I said I heard the name Paul Revere, but I don't really know.
Paul Revere.
You referred to Paul Revere history.
I got you. Let me get this real quick. Paul Revere ain't the motherfucker. We ain't talking about the motherfucker that was sitting saying the British are coming. Ain't that Paul Revere? It's a song by the Beastie Boys called Paul Revere. You heard of it, but evidently you ain't heard it.
Google it.
Google Paul Revere.
Okay, I'll take that L. God damn, I'll take that L. But look, I'll Google that shit. Don't laugh at that, son. When you leave, I'll start talking to you.
I'm going to be fucked up and Google that shit and start liking it all over again.
Yeah, she's going to be like, oh, that shit was hot. Had a little booty late for a reveal.
I'm not going to lie. You might not have heard it, because...
I'm going to be honest. If you got some lows in your car, man, that's your jam. That bitch gonna make you sound good.
Hey, Sweet
you got some lows.
Sweet B, you know what Paul Revere is, right?
Nigga, I'm school though. I'm not listening no more. I'm school.
Alright. So
SKOO, that's
guess what, Foxy?
I earned it.
go on and listen to Paul Revere. We getting ready to get into a couple of songs. We get ready to see. Because Paul Revere, listen, am I right or wrong? If you slow down Baby Shark and you put Paul Revere on there and a black motherfucker was rapping on it, a young black motherfucker, that shit would be the hardest shit ever.
Let me tell you something now. See, now, I'm from the 80s, and I can't do nothing with that, okay? Because the Beastie Boys, wait a minute now, look. These are white people. The Beastie Boys is white. He want to take their song, put a black person on. I don't even know what that's going to sound like. Because I'm like,
we don't know what we got to make it to see what it sounds like. I'm just saying, if you mix the two songs, Baby Shark, Baby Shark with the Baby Shark, Baby Shark.
The whole thing about slowing anything down.
I'm talking about blending
the screw. What do you know about that, man?
Hey, hold on, baby.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, give her the scoop.
I just say we anything, baby. You can't miss us with none of that. Can't miss us with nothing.
Oh, man, we take everything to another level when it comes down to music, huh? So this
another level.
This is what it is.
What
when you got ideas, you ain't got to do it right. You ain't got to do it right now. I'm getting ready to try to see. I'm gonna play a couple of songs. You know, I gotta play my favorite shit, man. I gotta play my favorite Tupac because I was gonna make this a Tupac night. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. We're gonna start a new format next week. I'm gonna put y'all up on game, you know, before the show is over. But on Wednesday, my nigga Razzcast gonna be on this motherfucker.
Okay.
Yeah, Razzcast.
Yeah. What's up?
Razzcast will be on here Wednesday. I'm gonna let y'all know how it's getting ready to go down because we're getting ready to try to change the format to where, you know, it'll be more radio convenient for the people that actually listen to us a lot, you know what I'm saying? And they feel like we just talk too goddamn much, you know, and radio stations is more or less, they want to hear more music than us sitting up here talking about blending Paul Revere with goddamn
random
Baby
shit.
Shark. So
I asked Miss Everywhere. I was like, do y'all do like, you know, certain topics or whatever? Because I was trying to prepare myself, you know. But he was just like, no, they just freestyle. I was like, okay.
Well, you know, my whole thing is this: if you guys can find a topic to talk about, we'll talk about that topic. You know what I mean? That's the best way I can say it because, you know, sometimes I have a topic and I talk about some shit, but since Donald Trump been gone, shit, we talked about Donald Trump for like 4 years, didn't we?
You know what? Now that you talking about Donald Trump, I got a story to tell. Listen, bro. Okay. Back when Trump was in office, right? Okay, during the whole election or whatever, I remember I had went to the convenience store with one of my homeboys, and it was some random dude at the gas station, and he was banging his music, and it kept saying, "Fuck Donald Trump, Donald Trump."
Listen.
Okay, so I walk in the store, you know what I'm saying? I get what I need to get, and I come back out, and then I get in the car. All of a sudden, it was this truck. It was also like these like two white dudes and a white girl at the pump. right across from the black dude that was jamming that music. Man, I tell you, when I came out that goddamn show, that motherfucker was goddamn rambling. Like, they was going at it, toe to toe. I guess you could say them white people, they wasn't feeling that fuck Donald Trump shit.
They were really feeling some type of way.
Because the white dude kept telling him, like, man, turn your music down. And of course, a nigga's going to be a nigga. He said, fuck no, I ain't been turning my shit down. Man, they start going toe to toe on that shit.
That was nip. Remember when he died and we gave him his tribute? I still got his tribute on him. That's neighborhood Nip.
No, the original one is YG. Nipsey is on the remix.
Well,
man, I got a question for the old niggas.
Be honest with you, I forgot that little Mexican cat that did the song first.
Hey, man,
I don't
who
know.
Who
is old enough? No, I want to know if anybody on the phone is old enough, because I don't feel like nobody old enough to know this. Do y'all know who Neil Diamond is?
I know who Neil Diamond is.
Neil Diamond is.
Did you know Neil Diamond's son is a Beastie Boy?
Yeah,
I didn't know it.
So you the old nigga on the phone then? Because I didn't think nobody was. I was shocked. Y'all said it, looking stuff up while we talking about it. Because I'm like,
hey,
I want to know what happened to the
we need to put her in timeout. She's being disrespectful to us older geese.
It's only one. Have love,
hey,
the only one.
Wait a minute. You know, it's crazy. Sweetie's the only motherfucker that never got put in timeout.
That's because I be putting myself there. Shit, I be forgetting half the time.
Hey, look. And then, nigga, now, let me see. Have I been in timeout before?
You did it yourself. You did, dog. Don't blame that shit on me.
When you don't do a show like Monday, you in timeout.
Huh?
When you didn't do the show on Monday, you was in timeout.
See, that's why I ain't fucking with you, bro. How you gonna sit up there and just, hey, wait a minute, check this out. This nigga JoJo been in timeout more than anybody in motherfucking True West Radio history.
It was the reason timeout was even started.
JoJo was the one that started timeout. God damn.
It wasn't my fault.
Nigga, yes it was.
I had a loud hostile environment.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Nah, what this nigga said, hey, you had some hostile.
Wait, hey, hell, look. Remember the nigga had the dog?
Hey, Bob the Builder.
In the house. Then Bob the Builder. This nigga, how the fuck you gonna be at work sawing goddamn wood?
The electric saw, mind you, not that one.
That shows the dedication of my love.
I love the dedication, but goddamn it, you've been in timeout more than anybody.
We can't knock you for that.
That boy was getting money too. You know, people getting paid. Who work with songs and shit?
Yeah,
I'm making.
I'm just glad he ain't cut no finger or nothing. Now, why you fucking around with him?
Let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about this real quick. Remember, I predicted
that the Bucks was going to take it all away.
I
so who all
that.
Betting for the Bucks?
$120 today, nigga. I'm so fucking happy.
Okay, I need my 10%.
Are you fucking serious? You ain't had nothing to do with the fuck I bet it on, nigga.
Look here. Let's go back to the day after the Lakers lost. Remember the day after the Lakers lost?
I really recall.
I asked, who was in the playoffs?
No,
I don't know shit about basketball.
I know the whole thing. You try to convert the goddamn situation because you owe me some money because the Bucks won.
That too?
No, I told y'all the Bucks was going to win. And I don't even
know
who
nigga,
I know
we made
them
back.
I don't even watch basketball. I don't even really see you guys, but y'all don't even like basketball.
I'm about to go and look back at
the tape. But I don't watch it.
This nigga owe me some money. That's why that nigga trying to divert a motherfucker right now. That's all I'm talking about. Diversion.
No, y'all want no 10%.
He wasn't going to get 10% any motherfucking way. It didn't matter if you was kidding or not.
I'm going to kind of kidnap your chihuahua, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
I need $50 or you're not going to see a chihuahua again.
Your phone breaking up.
Anyway, I just want to take this time out. I just want to take this time out to wish Mr. Everywhere in good health, and hopefully he'll get out the hospital pretty soon.
I missed something, right? Number man was in the hospital. What happened?
Wait a minute. Hold up. Look, I'm over here like Martin Lawrence. Hold up. Y'all seriously didn't know that Miss Everett was in the hospital?
I know what told me.
Well, I talked to him yesterday.
Okay, yeah, he's still in the hospital.
This ain't real. I've been out of the circuit, so. All right.
I talked to him yesterday, and
well,
plus,
I'm
you know,
in the circuit. But yeah,
and
no,
plus,
I just sent a shout out to him.
Yeah, and plus, you know, 86, that's his brother. So 86 is on the line. His brother, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I talked to him earlier, and he hard headed, man. He don't want to tell my mom that he was in there because he knows she'd be fussing at him. But I think he just don't like
for people to see him that way, or you know, to know that he's in that type of, you know, predicament. I was like, nigga, you can't be fly all the goddamn time, nigga. You gonna have your rare forms sometime.
Vulnerability, yeah, that's human, but that make us feel bad, cause then, you know what I'm saying, that's the only time we hear something is when it's, you know, somebody else tell us. I'm like, man, come on, bro. You know, so we're going to go get him. We're about to go down there and get him once he gets stabilized.
People are strong, like, everywhere. But a lot of niggas, I mean, oh, shit. You ain't see him taking no pictures and all that shit. While he in the hospital, those are motherfucking weak niggas looking for sympathy.
All that shit, nigga. I'll be in the hospital with a hospital robe on, taking pictures like what's happening. Shit, I don't give. It's all about pride, but you know what I'm saying. I guess for a person who try to keep their image, and keep they, you know what I'm saying, I mean, whatever, you know, up. But still, at the end of the day, you still human, you know. But I guess he don't want a lot of people to, you know, worry about him, I guess.
That'd be cool. Well, the way he did, because you don't see no pictures of him laying in the bed or, you know what I'm saying? But then you got fuckers that sit up there and take pictures while they in the bed. And everybody go, oh, if you feel good, I'll pray for you.
Now, that right there will make you look weak, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he's still a G in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah,
I talked to him earlier, and you know what I'm saying? He's still in good spirits. I mean, hell, ain't nothing really too much wrong with him like that, you know, but.
Boy, still, I think y'all, y'all just don't know. It's cold-blooded, and, you know, we got family down there. Buddha Ali down should be taking care of him and getting him to his appointment and stuff like that. But, like, I could go down there. I just want him to come to Florida where my mom at, you know, where some more family at to get him around because, you know, family sometimes, shoot, he can't really count on nobody beside Buddha, I guess, to get him around to his appointments. And I'm like, man, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So.
I got the
kids like that. Some people just want their independence, and I can relate to that because I'm like that too. But at the same time, you got to know when you need some help. But I want to clarify, when I laughed a little bit earlier when he said something about people taking pictures in the hospital, I laughed specifically because I have a family member that's just like that. Matter of fact, it's one of my sisters. She'll act like, oh, you know, she's so fly, everything good, this and this and that, and whatever the case may be. And 2 weeks later or something, you'll see this long-ass post with hospital pictures and stuff like that. And I'm like, now why this motherfucker didn't call me? I just talked to you 2 days ago. Like, you know, I got to log online and see all of this. And I can relate to both ends of that shit. Because some people are just weak and they want the attention when they feel like they don't get it. And other people are too strong. And I feel like he a little too strong. You know, he don't want people to do for him. He want to do it himself.
Square business.
Yeah.
I felt that one.
Yeah.
You know, as men, we try to be independent when it comes down to that stuff. You know, we don't want to get too mushy on it, you know what I'm saying? But I'd be in the hospital after while. I'm going to give y'all some beer about me eating the ice chips.
You breaking up pretty bad, Scratch. You can drop a song whenever you feel like it. That's why we keeping it going. I hope it didn't
hey, you
off.
Know, His mic would do that when I get on the show. It been going good all this time. I get back and all of a sudden, boom.
It did that the other day, too.
Yeah. It does a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a lot going on right now. But, you know, hey, we keep
that's
rolling.
That's the afterlife trying to tap in.
Right.
All right, well, fuck it. If they can get in, let them in. God damn it.
There you go.
You
back, Scratch.
Even dead people as well.
Right? Yes.
Oh,
I come from the land of beyond.
Yeah, if they come from the land of beyond, if they're dead, if they're in the space, if they're in... Wherever you welcome on the radio.
Never was
radio.
Coming from beyond the motherfucking dead.
If the motherfuckers is dead and they want to call True West Radio, if they got a phone, let them hook it that shit up.
Hey, what's up? 323-642-1059.
Then what?
Yeah, nigga, hit that red phone or hit that, you know, white phone. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go from hell. Y'all go from jail. Y'all go from
Wait. Then the fella gonna be the call in. We don't want that.
This nigga just said call from hell. Hell no. We don't want the
devil. I just
know
what I'm saying. Then the fella might call in. We don't want that.
Hey, look. If a nigga call
hey, that means the phone lines are wide open, baby. Press 1 to talk.
If you were hell, jail, or if you upstairs, nigga, we right here, nigga. We getting ready to talk to y'all. Maybe we could be like, hey,
yeah.
Look, dude, it's probably a... You could probably actually get to heaven if you were in hell. I'm just
yeah. Might even coach you to get you back on the right track.
Oh, man, y'all motherfuckers crazy. Y'all, that's why I love y'all.
Real, hey.
Right there with you. dog, you know I got your back. And you ain't gotta ask, you already know I got the strap. I'ma ride with ya, just give me a call. I be out in these streets trying to get rich and ball. Hold my niggas down, that's locked behind the walls. Keep it 100, so there ain't no reason for us to fall. Break bread with my niggas and go hit the mall and cop a fit. No, dog, we copping it all. Nearly y'all niggas know I really love my niggas. I caught the 9mm and slug a nigga. Fake friends shake hands and wanna hug a nigga. But on the real, I know y'all don't love a nigga. They be hating, they don't wanna see my dough getting bigger. They rather see me selling dope and pulling the trigger. That's why I stay focused and I ain't no quitter. And forever, Shorty Red gon' stay a loyal nigga. I swear,
me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call.
The mission's impossible. In my life, dog, I'm living with obstacles. Riding like Tom Cruise, my dues is paid and they done. Gigs is chosen. Dog coming straight out of Colton. Showboat nigga toaster with the spit in motion. 6'4 hopping like a pitch in motion. My dog Nova showed he red, man, stay west coast. And I vision way back when we first started to rap. Nigga stay full throttle and hard to the mat. Nigga stay to ourselves. Cats all in the business. Say to your friends in they rap. When your life is finished, my niggas ball, never fall. Homie ripping it raw. I know. In the booth, getting juice, staying stick in the law. I know. Watch them niggas, it's a hustle, just give me a call. What? You my dog for life, so I'ma ride all night. What's up, staying true to what we do, getting high on some flight. You my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. Yo, dog, I got you. Nigga, you my comrade. If you need some money, holla at me when you down bad. My niggas locked down because the judge said they crooks. So I'ma show them love, hit some money on your books. We ain't forgot about you, we still reminisce. On the days we used to blaze and the days we hit licks. We're trains and get brains from all kind of chicks. And I love you, nigga, not just because you didn't snitch.
Cause you my ASAP, nigga. My nigga gotta pay back, nigga. Way back like Maybach, nigga. The days back, nigga, we don't want. Get us some cuss so we can blow some. Go to the game so we never trust no one. We bang that Folsom. Watching the ad rep and chosen to click for life. I'm a city on night. And for my niggas block, nigga who ain't living the right. Niggas get jacked and get killed damn every night.
I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call.
I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. I know that we just met and we both having problems at home. Having long conversations on the phone. Your man is tripping, my girl is tripping, and you slipping into depression. I make you laugh, it's part of your confession. You wanna get to know me better as a friend. It's been about 3 years since you talked to any other men. You contemplating if you want a lover on the side. You got nervous and backed out the last time you tried. You shouldn't have told me that because I'm in pursuit like a high speed chase. Keep that smile on your face. Just remember, leave your feelings at home.
home. If we hook up, you think I'm there, but I'll be gone every time you look up. A friend with benefits, that's what we need. Half on the room, half on the drinks, half on the weed. I never wanna hear that you love me. Bring your pussy over here and leave your whore with your hubby. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been 3 weeks, late night creep, motel sheets, suspicions from my peeps. But we still kick it every time we get a chance to. I'm glad you understand, I'm not here to romance you. Straight seduction and fulfilling our needs. You release your juice, I feel the rubber with seeds. You keep coming back because my stroke ain't gon' change. But later on we gotta talk because you starting to act strange. Mad when I'm leaving, happy when you see me. I'm supposed to please you, you supposed to please me. Don't get me wrong, I sympathize about your feelings. But if you gonna cook my rabbit, I don't want no kind of dealings. We could get together without bouncing the bed. Me and you is only sex, that's exactly what you said. If you use that L word, I'm gonna have to bullshit ya. A couple of times you trip, I think you brought your heart with ya. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been a long time, what's cracking, how you doing? Back in the day, it was you I was pursuing. Some years later, still fine as fuck, and your body still got me on stuck. You wanted me, you should've let it be known. Forget that bitch that I was with, that shit could've been on. If you feel the same way, let's get together and chill. If you wanna get a room, I got something on the bill. Are you with it? Damn, I can't wait to see you naked, counting down every hour, every minute, every second. Since you've been celibate, I promise that I'll be gentle, so the screaming won't disturb nobody else in the rental. Wear something sexy for your boy. If you got one, bring a twin. You playing with it, it's something I enjoy. After a little foreplay on my lap, I was hit you, but I'll throw your ass off if you brought your heart with ya. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
West sir, this Ill Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love. My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga?
This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that. None of that Play-Doh. Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs
love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit, King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice, Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them, True West Radio is my choice. Reality is some real talk, no censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned, need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8, it's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing, it's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. Motherfucking West Coast Wednesday. If y'all online, hit us up. 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? What did Buddha say? The most dangerous motherfucking group on Blog Talk. We gonna clap it up for that. That's what we clap that for. Yeah. Most dangerous. 3P. My nigga 86. DJ.
Yeah, hey, y'all.
Love. And we got Miss Foxy, 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 Foxy. Okay.
Here I'm about to go. Here I go. I heard you said that you was looking for me. Hey.
Hey, so look, check this out. Considering the fact that most of you guys are down there in the Midwest, Texas, I mean, what's the weather like out there?
It's raining cats and dogs where I'm at.
Cats and dogs.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's humid as shit out here. I know that. You be sweating by 7:30 in the morning. You be sweating.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, it's humid out here, too, so I know the business with that. But, look, they were talking about, like, flash floods and shit down. I don't know if it's down there by y'all, but, fuck. Nigga, flash floods.
You asking
about the weather?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, pick your choice. Over here in Texas, It's hotter than goddamn Satan's toenails out here.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, I'm out here, I'm in Cali, and I'm in the desert, and it's hotter than, I won't say that.
No, over here, it's hotter than goddamn cool fat bitches trying to fight over the last goddamn Pillsbury goddamn biscuit.
Don't do them donuts like that.
Man, I need that biscuit. Y'all, yeah, we can run a fight over this biscuit. Should have put some more in the oven. But, yeah, it's humid out here right now, and it's crazy because I'm trying to walk around the studio so I can find the coldest spot. But if I go to the coldest spot, y'all won't be able to hear what the fuck I'm saying. It don't matter. Once again, I want to let everybody know that next Wednesday, Rise Kaz is going to be on the show. This is going to be big, you know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of people, if y'all don't know who Rise Kaz is, look him up. That I ain't got to sit up here and explain his whole, you know, repertoire of music or anything like that. But he'll be on next Wednesday. I think we got somebody coming on Monday, but I'm just trying to confirm that, you know what I mean? I got to call my little brother. I need him to just call the show at least a couple of more times. If y'all know who my little brother is, it's Skilo. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a ball. That's my little brother.
I wish I had a rabbit in the hat. I was about 8.
Yeah, that's my little brother.
Right.
Yeah.
That's blood.
Yeah, that's my little brother.
What?
Buddha Ali, Long 24 TV.
Yay, yay, what's happening, family? It's your brother Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. Way, Zone 24 TV in the building, man. Love to have a sweet Buddha Ali promotion, man. Chris Radio. I hear you got Razzcast coming through next Wednesday, man. That's going to be a stunner, man. We ran a couple of his videos back when we first come on. We ran a TV show came out. We ran some of his videos with LBC, Young Zeke and them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, just before the show, I finished the new Los Angeles video, so I'm kind of hyped on that, too.
Oh, y'all done with it?
Yeah, that shit was fucking hectic. You know what? It's a couple of pieces I got to put paint where it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it.
When y'all finished yesterday?
I just finished editing today.
Oh, okay. Amen. Amen.
Am I live? Am I on?
Yeah, you live. You live?
Oh, hey, man, you know. I know I'll be at the bottom of the list. So I know, you know, I'll be at the bottom. So, you know, you might hit Buddha, but you don't hit
the I went to the bottom and found you, bro.
So appreciate it.
And the old girl, Foxy on this motherfucker.
Foxy.
Mr. Lover, Lover.
It's going down, True West Radio, man. What's the topic?
Hold on, my bad, man. I was doing something else. Hey, it's your girl, Foxy. I'm a cold dude. It's your milk, sir. I'm jamming with that screw.
Yesterday was DJ Screw's birthday. Yesterday was DJ PBL, DJ Screw. Yesterday was his birthday. I called at the Screw shop. Did a little drop, man. It was going down. DJ Red shot. DJ Red.
Say, man. Representing goddamn East Texas, goddamn down south, Longview, Dallas, Texas, man. You heard me?
Already, East Texas, baby. ETX, baby. They don't know.
Well, DJ Screw is my nigga. DJ Screw is my nigga.
Yes, sir. Another thing, I was listening to the Breakfast Club. Got to give y'all a shout out. They were interviewing Scarface and Willie D, and they were talking about, you know, they in and out the game, but there ain't no place for the OGs in the rap, but that's all the gap name. But they got to talking about, I wish I could have got on there, but they got to talk, you know, they got a new podcast, Willie D and Scarface. Y'all check this shit out. But anyway, they were talking about on verses. They said, they asked them, who would y'all do a verse on verse? Who y'all battling verses? Scarface said, well, shit, man, really can't nobody handle me. Check out my library. He said, I dare somebody just challenge me on verse. And Willie D said, I'm pretty much the same, too. But they said, this is what they said. Now, check it out. This is what they said, though. We did do verse.
Oh, I got to pause the music.
Okay, they said if they did verses, just the ghetto boys. They said if they did verses, he asked who would they go against. They said really wouldn't go against nobody, really, because, you know, they you know how the game is right now. Everybody pretty much doing their verses is ghostwriting, rapping, and already pre-rapped and rapped. not to knock nobody, because I love everybody in the game, but this is what they said, because this is the era I come up in. They said if we do any verses, they would like to go with Public Enemy and NWA. I couldn't even say nothing.
Oh,
they
no.
They said that's probably the only
no.
niggas that can go in that goddamn caliber with them.
No. They couldn't go with NWA because Easy ain't here.
No, they were just saying if they had, but this is what they said. They wouldn't even battle each other. They said, like, the Ghetto Boys would do an NBA, NWA verse, NWA would do a Ghetto Boys verse. And they'll do it like that. Same thing. They said Cube. They said, like, Ice Cube and Public Enemy. You know what I'm saying? Like, Public Enemy would do their verse, and they do their verse. They wouldn't really even battle because everybody at that time was on the same movement. Fuck the police. Stand up for your right. We will kill a nigga, but we've got to unite. That type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So they were just breaking that down.
Know.
But that was just a shout-out to NWA. They gave y'all a shout-out. I know you can form a first member of the NWA, so that was like a salute and a shotgun, 12 shots out of six shooter. You know what I'm saying? In mid-era. That was like a salute to y'all, man.
It could never go down because you would have to have Ice Cube, Ren and Dre, because they there, you know what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
even after they, them and Easy fucked around and decided they was parting ways, so it wouldn't make no sense without Easy there. So that's one thing.
But
then,
they said the same thing, though, Scratch, not the copycats, but they actually, them dudes, the OG, the grandfathers of the funk, G-Funk, Texas Funk, rap. Rock, the Ghetto Boys, the Brothers of the Struggle. But them boys doing political moves now. They running for mayor and all this stuff.
Now, I will tell you something. That's crazy because the only motherfucker from the Ghetto Boys that could catch a fade is Scarface. You know what I'm saying? Who would he go up against? He can't go up against his mate because Big Mike is my boy, but he fucked Big Mike up.
Man.
Really?
I mean, you know, I got to give Big Mike, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Big Mike 100, though, but
got,
I got to give
you
him.
You could not put Big Mike against Scarface. That's just not
I'm not
going to
put, I wouldn't put him, but I'm just saying, though, man. You know what I'm saying? You just can't discredit Big Mike like that, man.
No, nigga, shit, I just
did a move. Big Mike go hard in the face. He go hard in the face.
He
can't
go
in the
face.
He can't have
the face.
That's your.
But you know what? I want to see but Busta Rhymes against Scarface.
Oh, boy, that ain't no battle. Once again, face sitting on the Breakfast Club. Don't listen to the Breakfast Club. They put it right there on the
man,
line with the damn anybody.
Busta.
Right there in New York.
Busta,
they
man.
In New York now. They in New York.
Hey,
I still say Busta Rhymes against Scarface, nigga.
They was in the same group, though. How y'all going to say Big Mike and...
I don't know where that came from, but
I'm saying Busta Rhymes against Scarface. What about Busta Rhymes? And, you know, I'm a Scarface fan, so I'm going to put somebody, you know.
I love Busta Rhymes. I love Busta.
And Big Mike is my
boy.
Can't fuck the face.
Busta Rhymes go up against Twista, somebody who rap fast.
I can't fuck Twista.
I would like to see Twista versus Bone Thugs.
That nigga Twista will fuck all them goddamn motherfuckers up. Every one of them goddamn Bone Thugs. Now Twista.
You mean to tell me goddamn Twista will goddamn override that? I'm gonna say
Let me tell you why, because see, you gotta remember, Twista was the fastest man in the Guinness Book of World Record rapping at one time. And then number two, Bone Thugs Harmony, they rap fast, but they ain't rapping, they harmonizing, they chanting.
Man,
that's what that Ouija board singing. That Ouija board
but
singing,
they're
not rapping.
They're
not
Who came out first?
Twista came out first.
Hold on, Confetti. Just give me 30 seconds. To me, it don't make no motherfucking sense because all the motherfuckers do the rap battles, they doing all like old songs. Nigga, right. Yeah. Press me, do some new song.
New shit. Say it again. New shit.
Do some new
DJ
song.
DJ Kevin Love.
New shit.
Reason they did the verses because the pandemic. Niggas couldn't get out. They wasn't making no money doing no shows. So they took an Instagram.
Instagram.
Okay, I got somebody. 8 Ball, and Scarface. I'm a Scarface fan. Certain cats that I know that got this hip, I feel like. Number 10.
Face is too original, first off. Everybody else is copycat and studio hype. Scarface is original. I was on a tour with Face.
No,
I heard him live. I'm in the back of state. This man is the coldest thing, rapping in the kitchen, rapping in the classroom, rapping in the cafeteria. This is the coldest rap.
Check this out. Who's living right now the down south that they think that they could take on Scarface?
Ain't nobody, man. I'm trying to kill you. Hey, let me say this.
I heard Scarface said, when he was on an interview or something, he said, man, that boy can't bring no beast.
If he's trying to battle that nigga, you think he won? Scarface will fucking list that nigga, bro.
K. Reno is the second hardest rapper in Texas rap history. K. Reno is the second hardest rapper after Faith. But you gotta remember, K. Reno come up on the way.
Now, this Scarface said K. Reno was a big
white man. Wait a minute.
K. Reno?
Yeah.
Scarface said that. K. Reno. Zero said Scarface. Hey, K. Reno.
TKO, bro.
I'm going to tell you like this.
I'm talking about, I'm just trying to tell you, boy. K. Reno a beast.
Listen, cuz. Let me tell you.
I never said he would, but Fake Cold,
dog.
K. Reno learned from Fake.
Listen to what I'm saying. Can't nobody from the South, can't nobody from the West go up against Scarface. I swear to God.
Nobody
can go against Scarface because you know what? It's one thing about Scarface. not because of what he did, what y'all heard all through the years when it came down to the Ghetto Boys. His knowledge is so fucking tight.
It's right. No way. You said a mouthful just right there.
Yeah. His knowledge is so fucking tight to where all he got to do is sit up there and just throw knowledge on you, and he can throw some gangster shit, and he can throw some crazy shit to where it's funny. That nigga is on top of the pedestal right now, my nigga. I don't give a fuck. Nobody in this rap game right now, they want to get Scarface could win.
Nobody.
Man. I'm not going to say they can win. Hey, check it out. I'm not saying they can win, but I'd like to see some verses against. Because, yeah, y'all ain't going to discredit 8-Ball, Bun,
no.
Zero.
Hold on, Confetti.
I said that, too, before they started yelling. I feel like 8-Ball and MJG and Ghetto Boys would be a good versus what it's supposed to be with two artists from the same.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm talking about all these niggas right now doing new verses. Fuck all that.
And
rapping your old song. If that nigga Scarface would come up with a new verse and fuck all these niggas up because
everybody got to go.
I mean, that's true, too, but that ain't what they're talking about. We're talking about...
I'm a Scarface fan, bro. I know other cats. I'm probably pro Scarface. I'm gonna put up some cats that they're gonna give him a challenge, a run for his money. I ain't gonna say they're gonna beat me. But man, you gotta get them boys. Come on, man. 8-Ball, man. You gotta give 8-Ball a chance. And then let me see somebody.
What about Mystical?
Get the fuck out of here. Look, I'll give you 8-Ball and MJG will give a good show. What about Bun B?
No. Versus is supposed to be a show of two artists.
Bun B go hard.
I guarantee you. If them motherfuckers...
You know what? The thing about Bun B is...
Bun B never did get his shine on until he died. Listen what I'm saying.
You got to look at that for what it was.
What about when Pim was in jail?
I mean, Bun was always a statement maker, but he was always overshadowed.
Everybody want to ball, holly ball at the mall.
Everybody knows they come together. One of them, wasn't what it's supposed to be without the other one. And that's just what it is with them people.
If Scarface and all these motherfuckers that y'all love made a song today, who you think is getting ready to come out on top?
There you have
Mo' 3.
Oh.
I put money on Bun B.
I tell you what, I'd like to see Mo' 3 and Mystical go.
All right, now hold on.
Man, on the cool, I don't really give a fuck about, I mean, all that shit. When it comes to Mo' 3, like, when you listen to his lyrics and you listen to his message, like, you can't help but to think about who? Tupac?
You lost.
Who's talking about Mo' 3? Hey, let me tell you something. I'll never discredit Mo 3 Prince Campbell. He was a great
artist. I love Mo 3
artist.
Too, man. Don't get me bad.
You know what I'm saying? Great artist.
Wait a minute.
Who is like
so
talent.
Think,
but I'm saying
but
before
Mo
3 like,
wasn't no rapper. Mo 3 was an R&B. Listen to me. He was
Mo,
an R&B
yeah,
gangster
he
singer.
Artist.
He wasn't no rapper.
But I mean, Mo 3, I ain't.
No,
Mo 3
no, 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 no. First of all,
Mo 3 was
all he was a goddamn R&B artist and a goddamn rapper. When you got these other motherfuckers out here, goddamn trying to sing your rap at the same time, and they act like they got a goddamn speech impediment.
What
the fuck is you talking about?
Hold on, baby. Let me talk to you, baby.
What the fuck is you talking about?
Mo 3,
hold on. Let me tell you something.
It's better than Scarface.
Let me tell you something. I promoted Mo 3 first. One of Mo 3 first track with Mo 3 packed that motherfucking CD in Tyler. In Tyler on the Chris Blend record with Chuzu. Look it up. I will fuck with that boy way back. Before he started gaining weight and shit. Now, I ain't knocking him. I'm telling him he more. I ain't never seen no rapper.
Buddha,
I'm telling you, he's an R&B gangster singer.
He was more singer than anything. Man, but it don't matter, though. But you need to listen to his lyrics. You need to listen to the motherfucking message. But I bet y'all 9 out of 10, y'all motherfuckers will be out here in the motherfucking club listening to that goddamn mumble ass rap.
I don't give a motherfucker. He wasn't a rapper. He was a singer. He was a rapper. Yes, he was a rapper.
He was a rapper. He was a great rapper. But
The whole thing that I'm talking about is any of the motherfuckers that y'all arguing about better than Face?
No.
Out here now.
Shout out on the Breakfast Club, and Scarface said he one of the hardest rappers. Him and Willie D, and they just put up some things. I love Mo 3. I love all the rappers we talked about. Don't get me wrong. I'm from the Dirty South. I come up under this shit, up under all them. But all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, like you said, Face still is the number one rapper all the time in the South.
Willie D, he was good, but that Willie D wasn't the motherfucker who made the Ghetto Boys. Motherfucker Scarface made the Ghetto Boys. No matter
what.
Right.
But you got to look at Willie D. Willie D the only one got felonies on his record. But that record was squeaky clean.
You know what? Willie D never went platinum by himself. He never went gold.
He got three platinum. He got three platinum. He got three. Yes, sir. He got three platinum of his own. The cleanup man went platinum. I think Bar Head Hoes went almost platinum.
What's your CD?
Yeah, he got about three platinum, girl. That's facts. That boy got three platinum.
Okay. That's good. But see, the whole thing about it is, that was the whole
We wasn't talking about the
Read these Nikes. What else here? I think that Reed and Nike went platinum.
I probably don't know because I'm over here on the west.
I ain't with being broke.
Ask me anything west, I'll tell you.
I ain't with being broke.
Oh, man,
I ain't heard that one in a minute.
Check this out. Did y'all ever hear about that beef between T.I. and what's that nigga name? Lil Flip.
Gain
that title, the King of the South.
That's why T.I. don't have the song in Houston like that. He lucky he still got fans here, really. He knows he messed up with that.
Well, see, when T.I. was coming to Houston fucking with UGK, back to Bun B and them, that's how he got known, him and Young Jeezy. They were fucking Jim Jones, too. All of them, they came down when Jay-Z came down, started going beyond crazy. Remember that last what's the Kappa Beach party? Everybody come to Houston and Galveston. That's when them niggas started coming down there real heavy. They were already coming down here.
Didn't T.I. get, like, knocked out in Houston because he was out there wherever he was?
I don't know.
It was something like that. He went out there to Houston.
Like that. He
got knocked out. He was out there trying to be Cloverland, trying to front lift flip, and somebody went over there and knocked him out.
That happened for real. That happened.
Well, you know, Cloverland
ain't good. That's why I said he's lucky that he still have any fans here for real. And when you hear him talk about Houston, he speak about Houston with respect, and he don't bring up flip no more. But he speak about Houston with respect because he knows that he fucked up when he did that shit. And you just don't come to Houston with that kind of energy. Cause we don't bring that energy to nobody from Houston.
And you talking about Lil Flip?
Talking about Tiff when he came down here. He was on the radio and he said that he was going to Cloverland to pull up in his hood and see if he really be in his hood. And he did that, and they got on the grass. And I heard about it because I went to Dead End to my daddy's house that weekend. And everybody came to Dead End talking about how they got on Tiff's ass in Cloverland. So I don't know the whole story, but I know that it happened.
Well, you listen to Lil Flip interview, he talk about he said he was a battle rapper. Flip said he was battling rapping out of New York, so he was used to battling.
If Flip don't get his that damn Lucky Charm looking ass at the fans, like, you trying to gain the title of King of the South, and with T.I. just coming out, T.I. came out with what's the dude's name? Bone Crusher. He came out with Bone Crusher. You know what I'm saying?
Preach.
But then when you hear Lil Flip, I listen to all of the down south music. No, Lil Flip ain't got shit on T.I. I mean, T.I. wanted to
go. But it was Flip was like a freestyle.
He said that Lil Flip was not the freestyle king, along with everybody else. And just for the record, I'm going to go on record being the person from Houston to say, if anybody say Lil Flip is not the freestyle king, they're telling a goddamn lie. Because Jay Screw said he is. And that's the end of it. That's how it started.
Did y'all see Flip last night? Lil Flip did a 50th anniversary for DJ Screw. He did a freestyle and did a live concert down at one of them clubs in Houston. I sat there and watched the whole thing. He had all predominantly white crowd, and it was probably about two black people in the crowd. And I know he probably got paid, I think he got paid $500,000 for me.
Well, I think Friday, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to battle some of y'all whack-ass niggas.
Right on. We're going to get back up.
Get y'all, write y'all shit because I know y'all ain't gonna freestyle it. So write y'all shit.
Hey, check it out.
New York got a 100 grand battle. You can go up there and battle
your. I can freestyle for about like 2 seconds. I can freestyle for about like 2 seconds. For me.
Chris gonna take my turn.
All right, well, what y'all gonna do, nigga? Y'all get y'all, because I know motherfuckers getting ready to sit up there and try to write some raps talking about they freestyle.
Right.
Hey, what about you?
I'm not writing nothing.
All right, this is what we gonna do.
Whoa,
this
like,
wait,
don't hate, just because, goddamn, I'll sit there and write down my goddamn freestyle. Y'all will never know, goddamn. Y'all think
Foxy,
I swear to God,
Foxy,
I was came up, goddamn dome.
Foxy, if you don't get your whack ass out of here.
Between now and freestyle while you're in the shower.
I'm giving a tell y'all it's gonna go. Whoever freestyling, everybody, you got to say a word or a subject in order for you to rap about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if a motherfucker said, oh, chocolate, you got to start
well,
rapping about
like
chocolate.
This. Hopefully some of the listeners will call in and give us some words to say.
Yeah.
Right.
So that means that everybody in the freestyle contest, we didn't have to, whatever the word is, that's what you got to talk about. Instead of motherfuckers, yeah, I'll be like, yeah, we going to freestyle on Friday. And a nigga like Have Love or a goddamn JoJo, how they shit wrote already.
I don't write shit. I don't even write my name when I get checked.
I'm not writing.
I don't
write my name on a piece of paper.
You don't know how to write, nigga. That's why.
You got me fucked up.
Fuck to write with the phones, man.
That nigga M. Love, he don't know how to write. He said, how you spell and?
How you spell A again?
Man, and
you don't try to learn how to spell I.
Hey, look,
you tell me how to spell
and don't
I.
Start with D, nigga. I'm just saying. So we just, everybody, all y'all got to do is just give a word. We're going to do this Friday. Everybody get a word, and then we go, whatever word that anybody say, that's going to decide on how to rap. The rap contest.
So we're going to do a true. So this is basically a true West freestyle show with whoever wants to join, right?
Yeah, we all know this.
So we're
going
to be up to the challenge as well.
Yeah,
now, I want to know what kind of weird challenge.
Hold on. Scratch.
What
I mean, are you going to tell me the word now?
I don't want to know
the show. I'm not telling you a goddamn thing.
Dude, that's the part about it. Nope. We're not giving no words until the show, so that way you know we have to have a
preparation. Listen. Friday, we all going to just throw words. So whoever
rappers,
we'll give them like 3 words. We give them 3 words, and they got to rap about them 3 words. And whoever next? We'll give them some words, and then they got to rap about 3 words.
Right.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh.
Man, that bitch.
He had enough to meet my mama.
Wait, hold on. What about Megan Thee Stallion? We got to rap. We got to use her in a sentence.
No, Megan Thee Stallion is.
She made Sports Illustrated. Cover and she's got everybody going crazy.
Exactly.
No.
Y'all didn't see the cover?
Yeah,
she
got everybody goddamn going bipolar or something. Hell no.
Megan
Thee
Stallion,
yeah.
She's broken legs like a horse.
I'm not going crazy about it.
Megan Thee Stallion, she broke her leg like a horse, so we got to put her down, of course.
Fuck Megan Thee Stallion and her broken leg.
Oh, man.
Don't do that. Don't do that, baby, like that.
Come on, y'all. Hold it. Somebody stop that. Oh, hell.
You need them to flip on a banana peel. Don't do it like that.
We really going to have a True West freestyle. This ain't that wilding out, talking about they freestyling, but they really practice during the week here.
They
But see, the whole thing about it is, y'all get that practicing, but the whole thing about it is, you might give you words to talk about. My niggas used to do that all the time. They start pouring the thing around the studio, and I start writing.
Go now. Yeah. Let's go now. What's up? Go now.
Yeah.
You bad. Let's go now. Hit the button.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't do it right now. Hold on.
Give
me a word. Who was running out with you Friday? Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, check this out. All right, look. Y'all want to do this right now? Y'all don't want to do this right now. Let me go and get this beer. Nigga, I
got you. Do you want to do it right now?
Nigga, you
don't
want to do it right now. Hold on.
We're playing anywhere, anytime. We can sit here and we can bust some rhymes.
How the new girl gonna come in here and try to punk the boss?
But she ready.
I'm the boss.
She
ready.
Everybody ready. What's up?
Wait,
we
hold
ready.
On. Let me go get a beer, and I got something for y'all, motherfucking ass. Wait, the new girl gonna come in and try to punk the boss? Are you serious?
That's what's up.
What new girl?
That's what's up. Foxy.
I'm trying to figure out who the new girl is.
Foxy Lou.
The new girl is talking.
It's Foxy Lou. Is she really Lou? Right.
You know we down south, man. We don't bar none. Spell the check. We ain't never bar none now. We come with the flow.
Come on, we
okay, so who got bar?
Everybody on the show.
Hey, look, the only threat I got is 86. It's 86.
Oh,
if 86 is still in here, that's my only threat. Y'all motherfuckers, I'm going to slay everybody. And I got a new beer, too.
Come
on, we got a new beer. Okay.
Hey, man, I'm sitting here. I'm listening. Tell him to drop a beat.
There we go.
From
Houston to Dallas, holding the ball. We got Houston to Dallas in the building. Longview.
No. We don't need no track.
Ready. Freestyle. Let's go. Who got it?
Confetti, what you going to do, nigga? No,
hey,
in my five. Wait,
hey,
wait.
Man, you know, I never said I was a freestyle team. But
hold
I'm gonna drop. I'm gonna do
the,
what I can do.
I want the new girl.
Confetti
to start
bust.
Yeah, we got Foxy. Foxy, you go first.
Okay.
There you have.
She done hung up. She done hung up like.
Longview. Longview ain't hung up. I'm still trying to figure out.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
What's that North Texas guard, Longview, Kill Guard, Tyler,
First of all, hold all that shit down. So what new girl is you goddamn talking about?
Nigga, you Foxy, you the new girl, nigga.
Okay, so you trying to put me on blast?
Yeah, you on blast.
Hey,
your brand new ass on out the corner.
Okay, well, nigga, I mean, shit, I bought none, my nigga. But but then again, I did tell y'all I can only freestyle for like 2 seconds. I did.
You can beat me. I ain't got but a second to look at.
You better put them 2 times 15 to make it 30.
Well, shit, if y'all sitting there trying to put a bitch on blast while y'all over there in goddamn California, nigga, what you know? What again? What the fuck you know about goddamn down south, nigga? Can you freestyle? I want to hear you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. How the fuck you gonna try to throw a turn on the motherfucker? You know what I'm saying?
how the hell
he's
can
right,
you put
right,
English
like,
peas with mashed potatoes?
I'll be down south probably more than you've been down south.
That's what's up. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't stepping on nobody's toes or nothing.
Hey, look. The
he
new
got,
girl.
King Spank got roots in the South, though. He got people in Little Rock, St. Louis, Houston. Matter of fact, they had a player ball in Houston about 5 years ago. They were down there. But back to the freestyle.
But the new girl, she got to go first.
First of all, one thing I know and two things to show, we going to get something straight. I'm not the new girl. My name is Foxy.
Miss Foxy, with your new ass, going to drop or something.
Miss Foxy. We've been on this motherfucker.
You know what? Don't make me throw a goddamn brick at your ass.
Hey, if you can throw it that before, that shit is good. We've been on this radio for 5 years.
How are you not the new girl? And are you on here daily, weekly?
Call me
or
a new girl one more game.
Hey, throw the brick at him. Do it.
She said she's down with the thing, y'all. Let's get some freestyle.
I'm going to say this. Welcome to the True West, but you are the new fucking girl. We've been here for 5 years, all of us.
You're showing up.
It's like you coming to a new school.
Why do I feel like y'all bashing on me?
All she was telling y'all was this. Don't call me by my name, Fox, instead of New Girl. That's all she was asking y'all to do.
Okay.
Hold on, Buddha.
You know how we do. We joking. She got to earn
her stripes, though. You tell my freestyle, man.
I'm the queen of the truth for one reason.
Like
Mike Epps said, leave me alone. Get out my face.
You ain't got but 6 minutes to do what you're going to do anyway.
No, we on after hours, so we can do this shit all night. All right, let's talk about your first thing that you gotta talk about, rap about alcohol, then rap about clothes, then rap about niggas. Alcohol, clothes.
I can rap about clothes.
Alcohol, clothes.
My clothes.
You know what? I think all y'all scared. Everybody this motherfucker is scary. Ain't nobody bumped no round yet.
Okay, let somebody else go first.
Hold on. We're supposed to
be professional.
Already know. We're supposed to be professional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's the first three things that y'all got to do.
Yeah.
Whoever rap it first, we can run it, just rap it out. We don't need no music.
Let go.
Now, what was the first thing you can write a rap about, Fox?
I ain't rapping about shit.
That's a good topic. I ain't rapping about shit. Let's go.
All right. Come on, my guy. We crazy.
Let's go.
Bitch.
I ain't rapping about shit.
Come on. All right, yeah. Thank you, Ham Love. You next. You ain't rapping about shit.
Hey, I'm trying to get the hype up, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want me. No, you.
Because I'm waiting on the hype, man.
I'm trying to get crunky. I said we weren't rapping about shit, so I knew that as well. We ain't rapping about shit.
All right, Ham Love. Your turn, nigga. What you going to say? You know
that
nigga something to talk about?
Rap.
Yeah, nigga.
All right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. They got to give me.
You going to tell me the story, man? Stop it. I ain't asking me. My mind's short already.
I got to give him something to talk about. What's the first three subjects he needs to talk about?
Her.
You said alcohol. You said alcohol, clothes, and niggas.
Niggas. Yeah.
Alcohol, clothes, that's pretty easy for you. Alcohol, clothes,
right now.
What?
Yeah, you know my alcohol, fuck that, nigga.
Go.
Let go.
Oh, you.
Crack.
Alcohol, clothes, nigga. Go ahead. Hell, love. It's you.
Oh, I'm doing alcohol, clothes, niggas.
Yeah. You
okay. Okay.
Let me go.
Alcohol, clothes, and women. Ooh, that's fucked up. Because they all give you problems. Alcohol, clothes, and women. All right. Alcohol, clothes, and women. Kind of keep your mind swimming. When you're rolling deep in and you flip, you're on alcohol, clothes, and you win. Now, the problem that came through, and I done came to, I see it from what it is, and this is what we going to do. Get us a set of these clothes and take them to the laundromat. Get these fucking hoes and take them straight back. I got to get my money because I'm on my motherfucking shit. But, y'all said we was freestyling. I'm trying to do this. Hey, this is off the top of the dome. I ain't roasted, and I'm going on. And y'all still the last and playing, but ain't nothing wrong.
Good night.
Hey, you know what's funny? He said, I got to get my clothes and take it to the laundromat.
Oh shit. Hey, y'all just gave me Zay. I use all that shit in my rap though. Y'all not give me that. I use all that in there. I use all of that. And those are fucked up scenarios, but I put them three in there.
I gotta get my clothes and take a pill out of
here. I ain't even gonna lie. I was falling asleep on y'all niggas and he did that shit. I'm going to bed.
I'm gonna fell on the floor, nigga.
It was for real though. That boy was real on the mic. Y'all understand? That boy was coming down.
Hey, Booty, you laughing. It's your turn. It's Booty's turn now.
I knew you going to get me.
Yep. Your turn.
You ready?
Yep.
Y'all, wait a minute. Y'all didn't even say that y'all gave me?
Yep.
I mean, ain't nobody challenge that shit down. Look what y'all gave me. Y'all gave me some straight bullshit. Y'all could have gave me
women.
First
and, okay. You went first. You went first.
Eating the blue material.
Well, go again, Everlove. Go again.
All three of them fucked up words y'all threw out there don't go together in a sentence. But I put them together for y'all. Clinically.
All right.
You did this, though, cuz. I got to salute you.
Come on, Buddha.
Okay. Let me get back my thought. Okay. Hold on, make me laugh, cuz. Let me get off of that zone. Okay. What she say? Okay. Y'all niggas ain't talking about shit. If the shoe fit, you might as well spit. This sound like another slow Mac hit. I done hit the weed, and now I'm lit. I gotta go outdoor and look at the sky and realize I really am high. He said alcohol is cold, all the nigga knows. You know I love kissing them girl toes. Now, what's up? What's up? Where you at?
No paper
in my hand. Straight off the dome. No paper in my hand.
That boy see how I do them girls cold.
Hey, look. All right. It's either Foxy turn or Sweepy turn. Sweepy, what you
Chris
got?
Went to bed. I told y'all Chris was laughing for me. He went to bed on y'all niggas.
Oh, well, how you going? You can't supply that nigga with your goddamn rap.
Excuse me. Yes, I can. What you think this is all about?
Wait a minute.
This ain't phone a friend, okay?
Yeah, it's like, hey, call your supplier. If Connoisseur Chris wasn't asleep, that means she'll put him on the phone and take her place. She got to do it. Now you got to hold your man.
Nigga, he been the rapper the whole time. I was never the rapper.
Sweetie, you can stop part, though. It's in the blood, baby.
Come
it's
on,
in the blood.
You got this. Don't give
you
up. You can do it, bro. I believe
the
in
clock.
You.
You'll probably come in second place right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I need some beer. Sweet B, you come in second place. Because all them motherfuckers is white. If 86 come on, I quit. 86
that nigga
86 will eat your ass up real quick.
Hey, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man. I ain't a freestyle rap, but I'm going to do my thing, though.
Confetti, a truck driver. No, truck driver can rap. Now, Confetti been rapping.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on, Confetti.
All right, we go see Sweet Peas. You know, she's sitting up there thinking. She probably tried to go up find her rap books from back in, you know, a couple of years ago.
Ain't no rap right. Book.
Confetti,
don't.
Confetti is you.
Hold on now. It's West Coast turn. Y'all got to jump in. One of y'all got to come on with it. Then I
man,
go.
I ain't got a rap, nigga. I'm good. All right.
Oh, God.
What are we talking about?
Hey.
Come on, man. We went two down south. We got to come on, West Coast. Jump in the game, baby.
86, just because he got to go.
What are we talking about?
Talking about
what? Yo, toys, desert, and turtles. There you go. Toys, desert, and turtles.
Toys,
desert, and turtles. The desert and turtles.
What?
You ain't gonna put none of them goddamn rhymes out the back closet. Come on, we.
No. That's it. That nigga said tour. Wait a minute. Tour. He said. What'd you say? Tour, desert,
toys,
and turtle.
Desert.
Toys.
And turtles. Toys.
Like
your toys, you know what I'm saying? Like your cars, your toys.
Okay, not no dildo toys, right? Cause, you know, you gotta keep
the kids. I mean, hey, toys, bro,
know.
Toys,
we
desert,
say whatever
and
the
turtle.
Fuck we want to say.
Yeah, that's right.
Toys, desert, and turtle.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute, hold on, cuz. Where do turtles come from?
hey, I was thinking about.
I said it.
When y'all was talking about, check it out. I was thinking about how hot y'all turtle was. I was saying it was so hot in Texas. Turtle coochie is stinking right now. I was.
Oh, man. Man, I'm about to fall over. This nigga said, toy.
They try to play me like a wind-up, but they time's up. And I ain't sitting here off the dome making these rhymes up. And everybody knows, shit, I'm not a Tonka toy. You cannot play with me, boy. Shit, I'm not your boy. And shit. Goddamn, how can we throw the turtles in there? Everybody, well, hey. He threw me for a loop with the turtle. Guess I'm moving slow. But I'm thinking fast. But I'm proving. But shit, I can't.
Hey, look, I can't. Hey, you came up with more lyrics than any of them niggas came up with. All right, let me give it a try. What y'all want me to talk about?
I did my 32 cents worth.
Yeah, you already lost. You was whacking the room. All right, look. All right, what I got to talk about?
Okay. Please, couches and lights.
Fleas, what? Couches and lights.
Yeah, fleas, couches and lights.
You say fleas like dog fleas?
Fleas, couches and lights.
Couches
and lights.
The shit you have in your living room and lights? Y'all better come on something different. Y'all do something different.
That's good, man, with this off wall ass shit. We take, come on with it.
Say, I'm braced up, I'm dripped out, know what I'm talking about. It's your girl, Fossy, nigga. I'm a slappy in the mouth, talking all that shit, nigga. I'm a fucking bitch. You wanna play the game? I'ma put you in the ditch, man. I'ma come through. 40 yeah. What that blue T-A-A nigga got A too. A. It don't matter. I told you.
She didn't really want to go buy a store at the store. I'm my bed.
She didn't want to get in the contest because she whack. That's all it is.
She just
didn't want to buy some stay flow. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. Boy, you better know who I am, because I just be fucking
okay,
with
you. Okay, and nigga, you better know who the fuck I am.
I ain't mad at you.
I like you. My baby mama 40 week up with. She talk shit.
If you come over there, fuck your punk ass up. Bye, bye, bye.
She ain't coming to the country. I can say all that shit I want to say. She ain't coming down any fucking woods looking for no motherfucking murder.
Hell no. She ain't worth my goddamn money trying to do.
Hey, Foxy, since you rapping, what's your three words? You can do your three words since you started rapping all of a sudden. All
right, here your three words is head, shoulders, and knees.
Head, shoulders, and knees.
Nope. I want you to start this off. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. We're getting all. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Hello? No.
Yeah, why you walking over here looking like head, shoulders, knees, and toes? Nigga, wear your toes, nigga. Bitch, use a hoe. Use a fucking hoe, nigga. You ain't about that shit. I will pull your hoe card, nigga. You a bitch.
See, I don't know where y'all at with that. But
Who got the mic? Pass the mic.
It's time for you. Did you go already?
All the went. It's okay. 86 went. Confetti, where you at, Confetti?
Man, we still waiting for Scratch. Scratch dropped the mic.
No,
go, man.
Confetti, it's your turn. The best go last.
Okay, give me my three words, man. I'm going to go get my little wax sign in. Come on. Give me my three words.
All right. What was his three words?
We're not gonna go
south because that's something that you know too good. Kitty cat.
What?
Peanut.
What's the word?
Kitty cat, peanut, and a marble.
Okay. Kitty cat. Peanut and a marble, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, hold look. I need my marbles back. Bitch said nigga gonna get slapped and smacked. Can I come down like them Texas boys one time and climb? Digging a kitty cat. I need another round. I'm gonna hit it. She gonna spit on it. She gonna love it. I'm gonna rub on it.
Yep, you
Damn.
Go.
Kitty cat, marble, and I forgot. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit it one time for some peanuts. Fuck it, I'm going to try my luck. Maybe I get a nut.
You over,
you
man.
Know what
I'm saying? You fucked up.
Okay, but I forgot what a peanut was, man.
Hey, well, nigga, peanut is a peanut, man.
Yeah, but I forgot. I know kitty cat and marbles. You know what I'm saying? Right. I get to go again?
You never did flow. You never did rap.
Huh?
You
oh, okay.
Did
we didn't see it. Okay, I never did rap. What I got on? What? Okay. Kitty
out.
Cat. What? Say, man.
It's
took
Dallas
it out, man. Have love
Dallas,
and booty. Did they
man.
Thing. Put a beat on, man. Let's go with the beat, man. Y'all
nah,
sitting there
no,
like,
nah, no.
Y'all want to, throw me
you
out.
Your foot. You can't see, but you can catch your foot, motherfucker.
Well, you know what, y'all always would throw me out the freestyle ring. I'm done with y'all. I ain't no jumping in again.
All right, give me mine. Let me see if I can do this shit. I think I can do it.
I told you what yours was.
Hold
light,
on,
sleep,
let me...
and paint now.
Light, sleep, and paint.
Lights, fleas, and paint.
Fleas and paint. Light, fleas, and paint. Okay, let me see. See, Ben Dog, I gotta turn on the fucking lights because I can't see if it's fucking night. So then I walk outside and then I get my dog and he on his knees. Goddamn, why the fuck you got my fleas all over my pants, all over my skirt? I can't even. What's the next oil? What's the next one? It's light.
I know you ain't gonna win the verses on that shit.
What's the next one? Niggas keep on walking around trying to get me down, but I got to do this shit and pop my collars, nigga. That's how
man,
I get down.
Foxy got you.
Oh, God.
We want
wife.
You to write.
See,
come back when you write the verse.
See, in second place. We going to call this shit a tie. It's a tie. We'll do it again Friday. I think Foxy gone. They should have already. But anyway, then we'll get, you know, kind of.
Who were you at? You didn't fill out?
No, I'm still right here.
We'll get kind of sort of Chris on there so he could take, a sweet feet spot. I've been wanting to serve his ass for a long time anyway. Excuse me. Love you, Council. Woo! By the way, I'm finished with the damn Los Angeles video. That shit is so bomb. So, Buddha.
Uh-huh.
I just got to put some paint where it ain't, and I'm going to send it to you so you have an exclusive. That shit is so bomb, bro. Actually, the song dropped yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Tell
me they had a Western One trailer too.
You ain't got the high Westwood
no,
trailer?
No, I don't have the trailer, man. You can YouTube me the link, send it to me in email, whatever with that.
Oh, okay, I got you, because it's way deeper than. We've been working on the goddamn out of Wester's one documentary.
Man.
Nigga, since we've been on True West Radio.
How many series y'all got?
10. Four hours. We got 10, 2
that
hours.
Shit ain't go. That each period, each one, 2 hours?
That shit is like a fucking movie, bro.
That shit gonna be crazy. You know, but that's an never-ending story because the West gonna keep, you know.
I told Scotty, I was like, look, bro, I say, this should never end. We gonna play
right,
all
from the past to the future.
We play all the shit that we got and do all the shit that's happening right now. It never ends. Yeah. But we actually got 10, 2 hours.
Yeah, that's
so
a lot.
We've been doing it ever since we started True West Radio. When we stopped fucking with old girl, and I said, fuck it. And my cousin was like, oh, man, yeah, I'll help you pay for it. I husband paid this shit for 5 years. That nigga paid for it like 1 month. That's why we might do something different next week. You might be tight, bro. It's gonna be tight. Nigga, Rise Cast coming on Friday, like I said, this you might be massive. You know, so Buddha, soon as I get the video okay, I'm gonna send it to you so you can break that motherfucker first.
Okay. I appreciate it, man.
Man, that shit is so amazing. Hey, the motherfucker, and I just keep watching that shit over and over and over and over and over again. There's a couple of, like I said, I got to put some pay where it ain't, but you'll be the first one to break that motherfucker. And I already told my nigga that you was going to do it, but in any case, man, I'm about to roll up out this joint.
All right, we'll
catch up with y'all on Friday.
Hey, look. You know what? I was about to say too. I forgot to tell y'all. I think we getting ready. I'm gonna try to mention that shit. It's a week Monday through Friday, so you know what I'm saying. If it's something like Tuesday, Thursday, that we could do to make some money or. You know, increase what we're doing. I might just go and start doing it 5 days a week again. I got to pay for that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Monday, Wednesday. And then if everything go the way it's supposed to go next week, you know what I'm saying? It'll be gold because I ain't got to pay for this shit no more. They'll be paying for this shit. So, people want to make that fat for it. That's all I'm talking about. 86, I got the Bombers track Forever, Ever. Forever, Ever. You got to put the Bombers song on that motherfucker. Nigga, you got to crack that motherfucker's life. Just Sweet Pea don't rap. And then I got that for you. I got another song for Confetti too. He be acting like he don't want to rap and shit.
I'm about to be back in the lab. I'm probably gonna be in the lab this weekend with my homeboy. I'm finna shoot over here though. Alabama, way to Mobile. This one of my good partners, man. He That ain't far at all, man. It's like the hour and a half.
Damn.
So I'm in the top part of Florida. I could be in about 5 or 6 major cities within a 5-hour radius. New Orleans, Jacksonville, Atlanta. Mobile, Biloxi. I'm at the top of Florida. It's real close to anywhere, you know.
Yeah, that's what it was because when I was on tour, nigga, once we got like everywhere. I'm like, damn, that's good. I already knew because when I was on tour back in the day, on the bus, it seemed like we was hitting everywhere real quick. We got about 3 hours. We'll be in Florida. Oh, we got an hour. We'll be here. We got 2 hours. We'll be there.
Right.
Dolly in Texas. That motherfucker be so poor. But, man.
But, yeah.
I think I know tomorrow for sure. Because I got to hook these turntables up and see if that shit works. So, tomorrow about the same time, I'm just going to see if the turntables is working. Y'all can call in and we can see what's going on because, next week if we start changing up the format. All that, playing these songs off of that. I'm gonna do the show on the turntable. I'm just gonna play all the music on the turntable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shit, man. That's what's up. I try to catch up on y'all tomorrow. Definitely Friday. I'm gonna get up and I'll keep you posted on bro and everything too, man. We keep you.
Yeah, let me know what's going on with him, man. Yeah. I called him earlier and he didn't answer, so, I'm pretty sure there was something going on.
And stuff like
that.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. I'll catch y'all Monday, man. Monday.
Oh.
Friday.
Sorry. That's what's up. All right. Yes, sir.
All right. That's what's up. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Ready.
Yep. Yeah.